I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porn of the Footnotes. Now, before we start, James, the world has been on tenterhooks. Did you go on your second dump date? What happened with that?
Oh, yeah. Your last date.
First last date. Yeah. What's it called? So I was going to, and then he texted me like 2 hours before and cancelled.
Are you joking?
Wait, you don't think he heard, do you?
I don't think so, but yeah, like literally left me hanging until 2 hours before and then made some like lame excuse.
Well, I hope you've learnt your lesson, frankly, because don't go back.
Well, now the problem is he's got one of my jumpers, so I'm going to have to meet him at some point to get my jumper back.
Wait, is that why we're still friends? Because I've got your blue jumper.
Yeah, because you keep so
do
many
you
of my
still have that
clothes.
Jumper?
Yeah.
Fuck off. You
he didn't want
still
it back. He said I stretched it, which
oh
I think is,
God.
To be fair, rude.
So long story short, he's playing quite the game and I just want my jumper back.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But back to today's footnotes. We're doing something quite different, aren't we, guys?
Yeah, this is a first.
Yeah, five series deep, and we've realised that we've never spoken to any of you.
Mm. Yeah, that's an oversight.
So we asked you to send us your phone numbers because we thought it'd be fun to have a little chat.
It's nice to talk to people sometimes, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I feel like all I ever do is talk to you two.
Well, yeah, at this point, series five, we're sick to the back teeth of each other. I mean, we sit here every night. We might as well freshen up the relationship. You know, it's like when a marriage goes stale. And rather than add sex toys into the equation, we just thought we'd get some, you know, more company.
New voices.
Yeah,
new voices.
Exactly.
And these guys don't know that we're going to be calling.
Prepare for the sound of underwhelmment. Is that a word?
Or dial tones.
Yeah.
Or people doing that thing that they do when they can't talk, but you can, where they're like, yep. Okay. It's like, just say I can't talk right now. Because if they're at work, what are they going to do?
Oh, yeah, quite.
Pornographers are calling.
Right, okay. Are we ready for our first caller?
Yes.
This is exciting.
It is.
Hello?
Hi, is that Helen? This is Alice, James and Jamie from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
You're joking.
We're not.
We're not joking.
This is insane. I just got off the treadmill and I'm sweating like a hog. My life is officially made.
Helen, are you a Yank?
I'm a Yank. Well, I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, so don't tell anyone that I'm actually a Yank. But yes, I'm a Yank.
Oh my goodness, Rocky would be over the moon.
Where are we talking to you from right now?
You're talking to me from the floor of the gym in my office in Soho, New York City.
Yes, whoa. NYC. So how can we help?
Oh gosh, well, how can you not help? You guys are the reason I'm getting married in 2 months.
What? How?
I know. So I was on a dating app and I met this amazing guy named Dan and I went on a couple dates with him and he is great and I really liked him and he kind of ghosted me for a while.
Oh,
and
damn.
Here's the thing. He is a Brit. He's from Portsmouth, UK.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, lovely.
He went home for a couple weeks and after a month of him ghosting me, I was like, this is my Hail Mary. I'm going to throw it up. So I threw it up and I was like, hey, haven't heard from you in a while, but have you listened to My Dad Wrote a Porno? And he immediately wrote back and was like, I thought that was only an English thing. Didn't realize it made it across the pond. Let's meet up for drinks when I'm back. And I was like, cha-ching, done. Fast forward 3 years. We're getting married December 14th.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I know.
Porn brought you together.
Porn brought us together. It's what keeps us together. It's what's going to make our marriage strong. We are so excited.
Are you going to base your wedding on Giselle's wedding? Any tips from the books?
I think we're going to have everybody hold pots and pans.
Of course.
And I think I'm going to incorporate pomegranates into the centerpieces because it's December, it's red.
Oh, very lovely. Festive.
It's, you know, perfect.
Actually, my maid of honor cross-stitched me a pillow for my birthday last summer, and it says Jake, ass, and tits.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God, we've got an Uber fan on our hands.
I know. Super insane and proud. I'm a proud delinker.
You really are.
The best part is that she was cross-stitching it on the New York City subway, and somebody sitting next to her saw it and was like, what the fuck is this girl doing? And they took a picture of it and sent it to a famous New York Instagram called People of the Subway. So she was featured without her knowledge on People of the Subway, cross-stitching steak ass and tits, and like, half the people were like, oh my God, dad wrote a porno. And half the people were like, who is this insane woman cross-stitching literally an ass with a thong and a piece of meat on the New York City subway?
Helen, we're coming to the Big Apple next year.
Yes.
Can you spread the word for us? Because I have it on relatively good authority that Rocky Flintstone will be attending our show at Radio City Music Hall. And we just want to make sure, yes, that he gets the welcome that he deserves.
We will roll out the proverbial red carpet, or the blue sticky carpet, whichever one you want. We'll go nuts. We'll have caipirinhas.
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, he's going to love it.
I love Helen.
Helen was great. She's getting married because of Belinda Blinked. That's crazy.
Do we think we're invited?
It's implicit. Of course we are.
I'm going to buy a hat.
Next one?
Another one.
Let's do it again.
Hi, is that Sam?
Yes, hi. Hello.
Hi, Sam. It's James, Jamie and Alice from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Oh my God, this is not happening.
Hi, Sam.
Oh my God, James. Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Where are you?
I'm at home, actually. I'm watching Netflix.
Oh, you're having a Netflix and chill?
Yeah, no.
But where in the world are you, Sam?
Actually, I'm living in Holland, but I'm actually Belgian. So I crossed over.
Oh, you're nice. Belge, as Rocky would say.
Yes.
Yeah, like Alphonse Sterbacher. He was Belge, wasn't he?
He was.
I'm so sad that you're not coming to Brussels with your tour. I have to travel all the way to Amsterdam to see you.
Well, a little holiday for you, Sam. Be nice of you to get out of the house and not watch Netflix, quite frankly. So, Sam, what do you want to talk about?
Well, gay sex, I suppose.
Okay.
Gay sex.
Oh, yes. It's one of those calls.
He is straight in there.
As Sam lies in the dark with his laptop open.
Sam is not watching Netflix.
No, but for real, though, I'm really bummed out that Rocky hasn't even touched on the subject, nothing else but rimming, which is not exclusively gay, from if you ask me. So
no, it isn't, of course. We don't like to use the word rimming when it comes to my father.
Anal play.
No, yeah, you're right. He hasn't ever had male-on-male sex. And I don't want to kind of burst your bubble, Sam, but I'm not sure it's ever going to happen in these books, to be honest.
I'm with Sam. I'm a bit disappointed, but because your dad's a, like, hetero man, tends to write about things he's more his fantasies.
Well, not fantasies. You don't like using the F word either, James.
I mean, these are books of his fantasies or things that he's experienced, Sam.
Yeah, things he's done.
No, he hasn't experienced them either. But
things that he's seen.
I mean, it's not because he hasn't experienced it yet that he can't envision it, am I right?
You're so right.
Which characters could you imagine being engaged in such things? Who would you like to see if you could pair your favourite two together?
Maybe Bill?
Bill from HR?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Sam, now you're talking.
Doing the dirty with who?
Well, actually, to be honest, sometimes I really, like, confuse the characters, and sometimes I'm, like, imagining James being in the novel.
Me?
Maybe that's what... Yeah.
With Bill from HR?
Yes, James and Bill from HR, that is the perfect match. I love it. Dad, get writing that immediately.
What a pair of saps. Perfect.
I mean, not a no. I'm up for it.
I bet you are.
Sam has so got your number. I love
Sam,
it, James.
Sam, can you put your hands where we can see them, please?
Actually, it's funny because I can really relate with Sam, the youngish man, because my name is Sam. And I also had a ridiculous promotion from night guard to manager of the hotel. So
no, you know,
awkwardly relatable to the book.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
So you've gone from the youngish man to the youngish manager. You're in the movie. You've got a role in the film.
I'm cast.
What was Sam actually doing?
He was not watching Netflix.
It's not clear, is it?
I don't want to speculate, but...
He was having some alone time.
Do you know what? We interrupted. He didn't ask to speak to us.
Can we call someone else?
I think we'd better.
Hello?
Hello, is that Alina?
Yeah.
It's My Dad Wrote a Porno here, Jamie, James and Alice.
Oh my God, hello!
Hello!
Hi, Alina!
Hi.
Oh my God, this is insane.
How's it going?
I'm lost in Cologne. But apart from that, I'm fine.
You're lost in Cologne.
Can we help you?
I don't know. Like, my tram's not coming and now I need to go home.
Alina, what do you think of Jamie's German accent?
Come on. Well, I'm not offended by it.
That's a good place to start.
It's not bad. I don't like Bish.
No, well, I mean, to be fair, that is a character choice.
It's really weird as a German to hear that and you're like, so, what's the deal?
That's exactly what I was going for.
And I feel very sorry for Petra.
I know, I'm sorry. Petra really is a really low point. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think the Dutch can be more offended.
Wow, all right.
Like, Jamie, honestly, I really love your accent. And can I just say, really quickly, the German you nailed.
Really?
Did we?
Yeah. Super geil is really a thing we say.
Super geil, yes. Means like cool,
yeah,
super cool.
Super cool.
Do you think there's any German phrases we should know for the world of Belinda Blinked? Anything Rocky could benefit from?
Like pornographic phrases or normal phrases?
How do you say, check out my pots and pans?
Schau dir mal meine Töpfe und Pfannen an.
Oh, that's kind of sexy.
Rocky's running out of words for vagina, so he might have to revert to some German words. What German words are there?
Mushy.
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 But that's also how you can call your cat. Like, it's a name for a cat.
Oh, like a
pussy. Pussy.
Yeah,
mushy.
It's like pussy, exactly. Yeah. Vagina, that would be literal translation for vagina.
Yeah.
Mumu. That's Moo
Moo. Moo Moo?
Yeah, Moo Moo. You can say that.
Alina, stop shouting Moo Moo in the streets.
Moo Moo! I'm walking past like a playground. I shouldn't have done that. That's my tram.
Oh no! I'm sorry.
No! I was walking to the next stop and now I missed it.
No, Alina, no!
I'm having a great time with you guys. It's fine.
Oh my God, I hope she got home.
We owe her cab fare, really.
We really
by rights. This could end up being a very expensive footnotes.
Or Home Alone 3, Lost in Cologne.
I could do this all night.
Me too.
Should we do another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Joe, who's that?
Hi, Joe. It's James, Jamie and Alice from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Fuck off. No, it is not.
Hello.
That's the front door. Oh my God, let me go to somewhere I can hit you.
How are you?
Oh my God, I am amazing now. Oh my God, hello.
Hi, Jo, what are you up to?
I'm with my good friend Emily. Hello.
Hi, Emily.
We've come to our local bar where we often come and drink and discuss.
Oh God,
you know, everything.
So, Jo, tell us a bit about yourself.
I pack men's underwear for a living.
Oh, that's a very saucy job. Nice work if you can get it.
I've learned so much business from Rocky. I'm ready for my presentation at the O2 Millennium Dome Building.
Oh, Jo, I can hear you're ready.
Listen, I've seen some of your drawings of Belinda. I feel like I could play her.
I know we're spouses and we could definitely play Garamima.
Oh, you are Garamima St. Frost first all over, girls. Come on.
Honest to God, we're there when you need us to be on set to play the minor roles.
Oh my God.
Wow, well, that was literally like talking to Belinda and Bella.
It was.
Should we do another one?
Absolutely.
I'm glad they've got your number, James, not mine.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, another one. Dan.
Hey.
Hi, it's James, Jamie and Alice from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Hiya.
That's so cool. Okay.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Where are you in the world?
I am in Vancouver right now.
You don't sound like a native Canadian.
No, I'm a Brazilian, but I live here.
Do you know it? You're a Brazilian and you know it, right?
I know it. Very well.
So Dan, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about this thing Rocky has for Brazil. I don't know if that affected Jamie in any way growing up.
Do you know what? I've never seen my dad happier than when he's in Brazil. It kind of fills his heart with so much love. He really should have been Brazilian, I feel.
Are you happy to accept Rocky as an honorary Brazilian?
Oh, of course. I give him the official Brazilian of seal of acceptance.
Oh, fantastic. That's all we ever wanted, and I'm sure all he ever wanted.
Well, he can say now that Brazil officially likes him back.
Exactly, yeah.
Dan, how do we say goodbye in Portuguese?
You can say Deus.
Bills.
Bills.
Or ciao is easier.
Ciao. We'll go with ciao.
Ciao.
Does that now make Rocky the king of Brazil?
I hope so. He'd love that. Are you kidding me?
He probably already thinks he is the king of Brazil.
He can wrap that flag around him in pride now.
Either that or when he gets to the airport one of these days, they're going to be like, sorry, sir, could you just come this way?
Right, tap in some more digits.
Okay.
I'm hoping this is Ali. It's Alice, James and Jamie from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Come on then, what's on your mind? Get it off your chest.
Well, I think quite intentionally, Rocky has managed to create this like world that I think is pretty awesome. Everyone is queer or is just open to any experience with any person ever, and yeah, no one ever has to come out. And I think that he thinks that anything to do with sex is sexy regardless of what it is.
True.
But it's like very refreshing to just be like, well, of course these two women would have sex with each other.
Yeah.
Because why not?
It's kind of like where we want to get to as a society eventually. You know, no one has to come out. No one has to kind of define themselves.
Are you saying Belinda Blinked is the world you want to live in?
I mean, maybe not the world that I want to live in. Although, I mean, the world of Belinda Blinked, everything is very consensual, so like maybe I would live in that world. I would just say no a lot.
Exactly. Everyone's very respectful and everyone, you know, is sex positive,
but they've all got so much energy because there's some nights you just be like, I want to go to bed tonight, I just want a night in,
yeah,
watching telly. But
not Belinda.
No,
I think it's just, you know, her work life and her private life have always been the same thing.
Yeah
The work life balance is terrible, and also I don't think she has any friends, but my god, is she having good sex.
She's got great colleagues though, hasn't she? She loves those colleagues.
Friends are all of her sexual partners. Like there's this like complete overlap.
The world is her fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People have got to stop legitimizing Dad.
Don't elevate him.
Honestly, getting worrying now.
Your dad is an ally for the LGBTQ community.
He is, actually. He is.
He should have a float at the next Pride event.
Everyone calm down.
Just call that next number. Go on.
Is that Connor?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Connor. It's James, Jamie and Alice from My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Hi, Connor.
Hey, mate.
Oh, hello.
Are you on the run, Connor? You sounded very suspicious.
I'm always acting suspiciously.
You're a fugitive.
Connor, where are you in the world? Where are we calling you?
I'm in Dublin, Ireland.
You're in Dublin. Oh, we're coming to Dublin on the tour.
Yeah, you were there before, but I didn't get to see you, unfortunately. But I'm hoping to get to the next one.
Well, we'll be looking for you, so you better be there.
So, Connor, what's your most confusing part of Rocky Flintstone's work? Where do you just come a cropper every time?
I think the most confusing thing is the fact that he gets these phrases so wrong. And even the gentleman's woof. I've never heard of anything called a fart, a gentleman something, or a something wolf before. Where is he getting this phrase?
I think my dad sometimes kind of tries to palm it off as being an Irish thing, but you're saying it is definitely categorically not an Irish thing.
Oh, God, no, no. There's nothing Irish about a gentleman's wolf or anything else like that. And if he says it's Irish, I think he's just covering up that he just picked two random words out of a bucket.
What a smart man.
Do you think your dad knows him? Everyone in Ireland knows each other, right?
So yeah, oh yeah, sure, of course,
It's probably Rock. Do you think it was Rocky?
Dad's Northern Irish, James.
Oh,
Northern
sorry.
Irish.
Sorry,
guys, the last one on my list is a bit of a curveball, I'm not going to lie.
More of a curveball than these ones.
Oh, just you wait. Hi, is that Pastor Julia?
Oh my God, yes. Yes, it is.
Well, it's Jamie, James and Alice, and my dad wrote a porno.
Hi,
in case
Pastor
you didn't know.
Holy shit. Let me pull my car over so I don't hit anyone in my excitement. Now I'm parked.
Great.
Wait, a pastor's allowed to say holy shit?
I believe so. The Lord made the words, right?
Right.
Who am I to deny the vocabulary that God has created?
Precisely. And can we just say, Julia, where are you in the world?
I am in Montana in the United States.
Rocky hasn't written about Montana yet, but, I mean, time will tell.
How can we help you, Julia?
Let's see. Long-time listener, first-time caller, this is my first confession. I'm very surprised that blue semen notwithstanding, everyone's body seems to work outside of the realms of any sort of normal biology. No one's ever menstruating.
True.
And no one ever needs lube. And so I'm just very curious about where in the world and how this happens.
Two very broad questions there. What is the meaning of life, basically?
No one ever says, oh, I'm going to lay a towel down, or I'd like to cry off right now, or, well, she had hoped to, but she stayed home with a hot water bottle and a few aspirins and watched a movie because it just wasn't a good night.
Sister, you are preaching to the choir. Yes, you're right. There should be some mention.
And as a woman of faith, Julia, I wonder, has God ever nodded at you?
I have felt God nod at me. Mostly I felt moments of joy where I thought, I am certainly where I'm meant to be right now. And I'm imagining that's what Belinda felt and perceived as God nodding at her.
Yeah.
It is interesting to me that Belinda seems to be the only one who prays, and she has a whole pantheon of deities whom she consults. But at least she's consulting a deity occasionally. It's nice to know that not all the characters think they make it all happen themselves.
And she has, quite the plethora of people that she can call upon.
The Norse gods, right? Do you know much about the Norse gods, Julia?
I can't say that I do. That's not usually what people come to me for.
No, true.
But Belinda seems to be tuned in to her own pantheon, and they guide her into, now's the time to use your tools. Be they lids, potions, or what have you, she gets the job done.
There's some method in the madness. Pastor Julia, I had a question. Belinda went to heaven for a bit, and she saw, obviously, Nelson Mandela talking to her bassoon teacher. Is that how you picture it?
Having not played the bassoon, I don't think so. But, I try not to think about it because, to me, heaven isn't any part of my job. My work is to make lives better here. I think perhaps in moments of missing people, I look forward to being reunited with them in some capacity, but I don't know how that will be, so I don't worry about it.
That is so profound.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not how Rocky sees it. And he thinks he can see into every reality and every dimension. And he's, you know, he's got his representation for everything.
There's also not much point in worrying about it because Belinda got chucked right back out again. So even if you are there for a bit, you might not stay.
Right. And let's remember that we're talking to a representative of the Christian clergy. But Judaism has a concept of repairing the world. And perhaps Rocky is just immensely concentrated on repairing his section of the world, of making sure there is adequate, mysterious, and erotic and humorous reading for us all in what can be a bleak time.
Aww.
That's a great way to look at it.
Julia, you're a very smart woman and also an enabler. Stop making excuses for Rocky, please.
Julia, it's been absolutely lovely talking to you. Thank you for pulling over. We're glad you're safe.
Blessings to all of you in your excellent work.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, on that note, I don't think we can better Pastor Julia.
I'm obsessed with Pastor Julia.
She was just heaven on a hat stand, wasn't she?
Amen. Amen. That was fun.
So fun. We need to do it again.
I actually think we should. I prefer it to just doing it with you two.
You were so giddy throughout.
Thanks to everyone we spoke to.
And sorry to everybody we spoke to at work.
Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.